And now here's Warren Wiersbe to speak about Jesus the Nazarene.
During these days, we want to take nine of our Lord's names and titles and try to understand them for this reason. Every name that he wears is a blessing that he shares. I want to repeat that. Every name that he wears is a blessing that he shares. And the better we understand the names of our Lord Jesus Christ, the better we're going to know him, and the better we're going to know what he has done for us because we have trusted him as our Savior. I'm reading from Matthew chapter 2, verse 23. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. Now perhaps the most common name that was used to identify our Lord when he was here on earth was Jesus of Nazareth, or Jesus the Nazarene. Now Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, but the people did not identify him with Bethlehem. They identified him with Nazareth in Galilee. This is really where he spent most of his earthly life. And at the age of 30, when he went into his ministry, he left Nazareth and he began to travel throughout the various parts of the Holy Land. It was there in Nazareth that Jesus Christ lived, and he was given the title Jesus of Nazareth. Now, according to Matthew, this was in fulfillment of prophecy. That which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. And the interesting thing is this, you can search the Old Testament and you'll not find Nazareth mentioned even once. Now, Nazareth is mentioned several times in the New Testament, but not in the Old Testament. And nowhere in the Old Testament do we find a specific prophecy that says he shall be called a Nazarene. And so we have two tasks before us today. The first is to try to understand this name. And the second, of course, is to apply the name and see what it means to your life and to my life today. Let's begin by trying to understand the name. He shall be called a Nazarene. Now, please do not confuse this name with the title Nazarite. In Numbers chapter 6, we have given the specifications concerning the Nazarites. The word Nazarite means one who is separated, and of course the Lord Jesus Christ was totally separated unto God, holy, harmless, undefiled. But the Lord Jesus Christ was not a Nazarite. For example, Nazarites were not supposed to touch dead bodies, but Jesus did. Nazarites were not supposed to be identified with the fruit of the vine, but our Lord was. In contrast to John the Baptist, who was a Nazarite, the Lord Jesus Christ attended dinners, he went to wedding feasts, and he did not separate himself from the social life of the people. So this name Nazarene does not mean Nazarite, although our Lord Jesus was totally separated unto God. Now there are many Bible students who associate this name with a Hebrew word, netzer. If you want to spell this word in your notes, it would be spelled N-E-T-Z-E-R, netzer, which means a branch. And a number of times in the Old Testament, our Lord Jesus is associated with this title, branch. For example, in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 5, he's called the branch of David. In Zechariah chapter 3, verse 8, he's called my servant, the branch. In Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 and 13, he is called the man whose name is the branch. And then in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 2, he is called the branch of the Lord. And this is true. This word branch indicates one who is coming in to reign, to rule. It looked as though David's tree had been chopped down and there was nothing left. But then along came the Lord Jesus, born in David's family, as it were a root out of dry ground, and he is the branch who will continue David's reign and establish the kingdom. We have, however, only one problem. These four references to the Lord Jesus as the branch do not use the word netzer. They use another Hebrew word for branch, and only in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, do we find a prophecy about the Lord Jesus using this word netzer, which means a branch. I do not think that Nazarene comes from netzer. It certainly does not come from the term Nazarite. Well, then what does it come from? Well, we must remember what Nazareth was in Jesus' day. You remember when Philip was converted and he went and called his friend Nathanael to come and meet the Lord Jesus. Nathanael said, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" That's a good question. John chapter 1, verse 46. You see, back in this day, Nazareth was looked upon as a despised and a rejected place. It had a mixed population of Jews and Gentiles, had a very rough dialect in speech. Some of the rebels in that day lived in Nazareth. And really, it was, as we would say, rejected across the other side of town, on the other side of the tracks, so to speak. And so when you called somebody a Nazarene, you were saying he was not in the social register. He was not listed among the who's who in his day. And I think our Lord Jesus is called a Nazarene because he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. In the Old Testament, many of the prophets, including Isaiah, Jeremiah, the psalmist, talk about the Lord Jesus Christ as the one who was rejected. Now let's apply the name to our own lives. What does it mean to you and to me today that Jesus Christ was called a Nazarene? Well, I'll tell you what it means to me right now. It speaks to me about the grace of God. When Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into history, he did not identify with Jerusalem, the great city of religion. He didn't go to Rome, the great city of law. He didn't go to Athens, the great city of philosophy. Where did he go? He went to Nazareth. He identified with the people who were despised and rejected, the poor and the needy. And yet the Lord Jesus took that name, Nazareth, and he glorified it. Jesus of Nazareth. Now, wouldn't you be happy to have your name identified with Jesus? Nazareth, despised by men, was glorified by Jesus Christ by identifying himself with it. Now, the sad thing is the people of Nazareth rejected him. A prophet is always without honor in his own country and among his own people. The name Nazareth was lifted up to the cross. In John chapter 19, verse 19, you'll recall that Pilate had made that title and put it on the cross. This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Can you imagine that? Nazareth put up on the cross. When the people came to the tomb after our Lord's resurrection, Mark chapter 16 and verse 6, the angels said, "We know that you seek Jesus of Nazareth." Can you imagine angels mentioning it? Our Lord Jesus himself used this name Nazareth from heaven in Acts chapter 22 and verse 8 at the conversion of the Apostle Paul. He said, "I am Jesus of Nazareth." He took that name Nazareth and lifted it all the way up to heaven. And yet the sad thing is that the people of Nazareth rejected him. It speaks to me of the grace of God. My friend, no matter where you live, no matter how much you own, no matter how important you may be to other people, Jesus Christ comes where you are. He identifies himself with those who are needy and rejected. All during his earthly ministry, he identified with publicans and sinners. He identified with lepers and sick people, those who were not wanted, those who were looked down upon. And Jesus of Nazareth is still passing by. And by faith, you can reach out and say, "Lord Jesus, save me. Lord Jesus, help me. This is my need today." It also speaks to me not only of the grace of God, but of the Word of God. Do you know why the Lord Jesus lived in Nazareth? Because God's Word told him to. At least 12 times in the Gospel of Matthew, you find Matthew saying this: "This was done that it might be fulfilled, which was written by the prophet. This was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet." Do you know why Jesus was born in Bethlehem? The prophet said so. Do you know why those babies were slain in Bethlehem? The prophet said it would happen. Do you know why he went to Nazareth? Because the prophet said he would be called a Nazarene, rejected. You see, whatever Jesus did was in fulfillment of the Word of God. And that encourages me. If you and I will just simply obey the Word of God, we'll be living as Jesus lived. We should work where we work because God tells us to. We should do what we do because God tells us to. This name Nazarene magnifies the grace of God, and it magnifies the Word of God. My friend, live your life according to what the Bible says. Well, there's a third lesson that comes from this name. We should be identified with the sufferings of God. You see, Jesus came to a despised and rejected place. He himself was despised and rejected, and we should share in his reproach. Hebrews 13 tells us we should go without the camp, bearing his reproach. My friend, don't be afraid to suffer for the Lord Jesus. Don't be ashamed to be identified with him. He was not ashamed to be identified with us. In Acts chapter 24 and verse 5, they called the Christians the sect of the Nazarenes. How about that title? The sect of the Nazarenes. And they looked down upon the Christians. They said, who are these people identified with Jesus of Nazareth? Well, my friend, don't be ashamed of the Lord Jesus. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. We aren't ashamed to take up his cross and follow him. In fact, we are honored to be identified with Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Nazarene. And so the grace of God and the Word of God and being identified with the sufferings of God, this is all wrapped up in this wonderful name, Jesus the Nazarene. Let you and I live by the grace of God, and let's obey the Word of God, and let's be very, very careful that in everything we do, we are not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you may be listening right now, and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior. I'd like to encourage you. Jesus comes where you are to make you what you ought to be. The man said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Yes. Yes, something good did come out of Nazareth. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Son of God. And he left Nazareth and he ministered to needy people. And wherever there was hurt, Jesus was there. And my friend, if you will just open your heart and trust Christ as your Savior, you too will be identified with the grace of God. And you too can live in obedience to the Word of God. Yes, and you too can be identified with him, the fellowship of his sufferings, bearing his reproach, unashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ, but walking to glorify him.